And now, it's time for Southern California's sports fishing voice. Let's talk hookup. For the next 2 hours, join Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, Corey Sandin, and this week's special expert guest for fishing information, new techniques to catch more fish, and the most current scoop on what's happening in the water. Let's Talk Hookup is sponsored in part by Ford, the official truck of Let's Talk Hookup, and Shimano Rods and Reels. Fish with the best. Shimano. Get ready for the fastest 2 hours on radio with the hosts of Let's Talk Hookup, Pete Gray, Rock Cod Rick Maxa, and Corey Sandin.
Good morning, anglers, and welcome to Let's Talk Hookup. I'm Pete Gray with Rock Cod Rick Maxa. We're in the world headquarters of Let's Talk Hookup here, right next to the San Diego Landings, in fact, Fisherman's Landing in Point Loma. And we have the man, Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle here. We're going to be talking all kinds of stuff with tackle, and especially some deals at PCS. And then the second hour, we're going to be joined by Christy from Dawson Insurance. So you stay tuned. This is a full-packed show here on Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. It's Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube, Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Everyone has their go-to fishing spot. My spot is Kingfisher Charters in Sitka, Alaska. Rock Cod Rick here to say if you're looking for the ultimate Alaska experience and the best value in Alaska, it's Kingfisher Charters. Owner Seth Bone and his crew consistently deliver deluxe accommodations, the finest food, world-class fish processing, and top-of-the-line fishing experience. We've literally sent hundreds of our listeners to Kingfisher, and they all can't wait to go back. Most Alaska resorts make big promises, and they don't deliver, or they'll nickel and dime you to drive up the cost, but not Kingfisher. Everything is included. Your license, fish processing, super deluxe accommodations, amazing food, airport transfers, your gear. Literally all you need to bring is your layer clothing, and Kingfisher covers the rest. They also have the finest boats and charter captains in Sitka, all for the ultimate value. Take it from me. Book your trip to Kingfisher Charters and you'll thank me. Kingfisher Charters. 800-727-6136 or check kingfishercharters.com.
For 48 straight years, Ford F-Series have been the best-selling trucks in America and certainly number one with anglers. We got here by engineering breakthrough technology, redefining build Ford tough, and never settling. But what really made Ford F-Series number one is you. So now is the time to take advantage of great deals and programs today. Visit your San Diego County Ford dealers today and explore the F-Series and the full truck lineup. They'll be glad to hook you up.
When you want to catch big bluefin tuna, you need Shimano. Hi, this is Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle, the saltwater tackle professionals. The Shimano Beastmaster is the pinnacle of electric reels. Shimano's Gigamax motor packs a winding strength up to 250 pounds, ideal for kite fishing and more. Shimano's butterfly flat fall jigs are irresistible to bluefin tuna because they stay in the strike zone longer. Shimano makes a complete line of butterfly flat fall jigs to target your favorite game fit. For all your Shimano needs, visit us at Fisherman's Landing Tackle at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego. The name that stands out among anglers is Fisherman's Landing, your top choice in local and long-range fishing. We offer the finest open party trips from 1 to 3 days, the best charter boats available, and of course, our world-renowned long-range fleet. Fisherman's Landing offers half-day trips on the Dolphin and full-day trips on the Liberty. Many trips can be easily booked online at fishermanslanding.com. I'll see you at Fisherman's Landing in San Diego.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. I always say it, man. Today's the best behavior day. Make sure I was showered on time. Yeah. Got both the bosses here. Sit up nice and straight.
Yeah,
all right. All good.
Yeah, he shaved and showered. And
well, you know. As much as a guy could with two little guys at home.
Yeah,
best I could, anyways.
Well, good morning, Doug Curry.
Hey, Doug.
Good morning, guys. How we doing?
Great to have you.
Stoked to be here.
Yeah, okay. What's that list sitting in front of you there?
I'm just kind of wondering. You know, it's 14 pages of deals that are going to be released at the PCS show next week. We have been packing boxes, packing our truck, having meetings and discussing how can we give this stuff away at the best possible deals this year, and I think we've accomplished that.
All right. So normally on this show, this is a kind of a tradition now.
Yes.
You kind of give some away. Are you going to do that today?
We are. We're going to tell you a little bit about what we're doing. And,
yeah.
You know, we go to the show, of course, you know, the deals are always a big part of it. But for us, going to the shows and in our meetings that we always have had, going to any trade show, We always say we're 51% show, 49% sale. Mm-hmm. What I mean by that is we want to go see all of our friends, make new friends, interact with customers that either we have dealt with in the past or that are people that are new to us, and kind of, you know, re-cement these relationships. And it's just a good way to kind of kick off the season. So, you know, everybody talks about the deals, but, you know, the show is really also about kind of kicking off the season. I don't know about you, but it seems like the last week or two, especially we had that nice hot spell, it's starting to feel like spring is coming. There were some yellowtail seen at the rock pile by one of our private boat buddies. Yep, yep. He rolled down there, and he came out of the fog, and there was a kind of a clearing at the rock pile. And he said the birds were all over it, and there were yellowtail up on the surface, and he could not get a bite. You know, the water's still upper 50s, lower 60s, but they're there. And I think everybody knows down at San Quintin, there was some pretty wide-open surface iron yellowtail fishing for about 2 weeks. It sounds like it slowed down for the moment, but it just tells you those yellowtail are sort of coastal. You know, we went through a little stage there where they were offshore under the paddies, which is great, but we like to go to the islands and chum them up and slow troll and get something going, and then, you know, fire your surface iron out there, and, you know, everybody that hooks up screams. You know, it's just that's the Southern California San Diego tradition right there.
Yeah, no kidding.
Throw our surface iron.
now, speaking of surface iron, you know, one of the things that is going to be a welcome sight at this year's PCS show, which, by the way, starts Thursday and runs through Sunday.
Thursday through Sunday.
Up at the Orange County Fairgrounds in Costa Mesa there.
Yep.
Convenient to L.A., Orange County, San Diego,
Riverside.
Yes, location's so ideal.
Yeah, it's an ideal location.
And
it's CalStar.
Oh, yeah.
CalStar is back in the show business.
Yep. Well, CalStar has gone through such a good turn of events. You know, Pat and Leon have been some of my best friends in the industry since the Sabre days back. You know, I started in 1981, and I didn't know who this Pat was, but I'd call up to Sabre, and, you know, Sabre Fishing Rods, this is Pat. And you know, Leon was running the show, and Pat and another lady that had previously worked for Penn, you know, they were the ladies in the office who were the real bosses, you know that. And Pat has turned CalStar over to an extremely worthy person, Chris Yamada, who is an avid long-range fisherman, and he has worked with them a little bit at, you know, like the Fred Hall show and some of the other shows, and he has taken over, and already we went up about a week later, Rick and Brandon and I, and, you know, we got to hear what his plans were. He is 100% American-made. He doesn't want to change anything. They're not going to be made overseas. They have purchased a new building, which, I mean, he's a fast mover, but I guess right after the PCS, he's going to move into there.
That's cool.
And they'll have a better facility to increase production.
Now, John Todd, Leon's son, is still running the show.
Yeah, so he is running the show. And before, he was highly involved, but Pat was the big boss.
Yeah.
And
Pat's retired now.
Yes. And
good for her.
I just love her, and I wish her the best.
Yeah.
And so they've already come out with, I don't know the exact number, but probably 10 new rods that are going to be introduced at PCS. We will have all of those rods. And they're like, I mean, everybody, you know, has heard of, you know, a 9.5-foot jig stick, but you rarely see one. Well, they've got the 95J, which, you know, J stands for jig. And they've also put Fuji guides on some of the old classics. You know, we've had these stainless steel perfection guides for years. And they're going to put Fuji guides on the 90J, the 100J.
Like, you couldn't buy a factory 90J previous. Now, you know, they just come with a traditional wire chrome guide, which there's nothing wrong with, but they're not made like they were 30 years ago.
No.
You know, and there's just the technology, and then those insert guides are lighter, and they're, you know, less friction, and all these things. So now they're doing everything so right.
Stepping it up.
The most classic jig rods. Like, how about the other day when we had, you know, the Danny Wade, Brian Castleton, Matt Brolla, like the best surface iron guys, and you know, the question came up so many times, what's the perfect first jig stick? And they also say a 90J. I mean, that rod's 30 years old, but now CalStar makes that same 30-year-old perfect blank with new technology guides. They're just doing so many really cool things. And then, like Doug's saying, they're building brand new, like, taking all the technology that they have for all that time, and I'm so stoked.
And when Spectra came on the scene and was kind of the main line, we all know Spectra doesn't stretch. And so we, in the shop, we kind of designed some 7.5-foot rods to give a little extra tip, the shock absorber, so that you don't, you know, snap hooks off and rip hooks out of, you know, the mouth of the fish. And we had begged CalStar, you need to make a series of 7.5-foot rods. Well, they came out with a set of four 7.5-foot rods, a medium, a heavy, an extra heavy, and a double extra heavy. So kind of that, you know, 30, 40, 50, 60-pound, 6.5-foot rod. And so the tips are, they're not soft, but, I mean, you've got that little extra 6 inches of shock absorber there. And then you've still got that, you know, pulling power, you know, I mean, obviously we're in bluefin land the last decade almost, and so you got to be able to pull hard on these fish, but, you know, for casting a bait or casting a jig, and, you know, when the fish takes a run, it gives them that little shock absorber so that they don't pull the hook out of their mouth. So you're going to see those at the PCS, and then a lot of those blanks are going to be available as well, so a custom rod guy can come in and get a 7.5-foot blank, or you can get some of these new jig sticks. It's really exciting. And they're going to have stuff in stock. Everybody knows, you know, after COVID, we went through this era where you couldn't even get a CalStar rod. Now they're going to have everything in stock. It's going to be a quicker turnaround time to get orders. You know, our racks have never been this full, you know, for the last 6-7 years. So we're back in the full swing, 100%.
The one last thing I want to add to the CalStar thing is we have two rods that were made exclusively for Fisherman's Landing Tackle for the PCS show. So there are two rods that were like a culmination of all the boys behind the counter, and then John at CalStar cutting and fitting and new grips. And so we have two rods that have never been seen before, never been fished, that we're going to have. That John made up exclusively for Fisherman's Landing Tackle at the PCS show. Yeah, we're really excited about it.
Wow. We kind of put in our request, you know, we want to do something a little special, and, you know, these are the two rods that we think are super valuable to every angler in Southern California. What are the chances we can do that? We'll put some special color wraps on there. And we went up to that meeting to, you know, see what's going on with Chris and the new gang, and we brought that up, and John got a twinkle in his eye. The blanks are already cut.
Yeah. Oh, my God. What's going on?
Yeah, we're really excited about it. I'm really proud. They're really cool. They turned out awesome.
Oh, my gosh.
Well, that's so cool. And now is CalStar stuff going to be on sale?
Yes.
Absolutely.
Well, it's going to be on a double sale because they retro-priced all their rods. So any rod that was purchased back to January 1st of this year, they did a price reduction, and then we put our normal discount on the reduced price. So you're going to see prices that you haven't seen on CalStar in a long, long time. Yeah, it's going to be quite reasonable.
Wow. All right, so give us some other deals there, Doug.
Well, so in our booth, we have every category, rods, reels, line, tackle boxes, jigs of every imaginable sort.
The jig wall.
Yeah. Traditional surface iron, yo-yo jigs, darts. We've got a huge selection of Yozuri, like the poppers and jerk baits and all that type of stuff. And hooks, oh, my God, our owner wall is going to be huge. And then we've got a lot of it's got either value added or discounted or both. So, you know, you buy, you know, we've got tungsten jigs. You buy the tungsten jigs.
The tungsten jigs were the hottest thing going.
Yeah, and, I mean, ridiculously low prices on those.
Wait a minute. Wait, they're already expensive, and you're talking how ridiculous.
There's several different put-ups, but, you know, 30% off kind of
deal.
And there's sizes that you've never seen before
That's
coming.
A big deal.
The heavier ones, 250s, 300s. That's what, you know, it's evolved into. We started getting these 150s and 180s, and guys were buying things from China, from Japan, you know, and getting an occasional jig, and that's how we started hearing about these things. And so we started getting, you know, what was available, which was almost nothing, and we would sell out. And, like, I remember we got, you know, one day the Blue Whale came in. We bought 100 jigs, and, like, by the weekend they were all gone. You know, people were driving from Orange County to buy these jigs.
And those things were like $100 a piece.
They were $100, the ones we're talking about, because they had the
really Gucci rigging.
They put
on
all the hooks and everything on them, and so now we're selling without the hooks, so that people can get a little bit better price, because a lot of people have their assist hooks and they like to set them up their own way. But of course, if you come into the shop, we will set them up for you in any manner that you want. We've got every imaginable, you know, size and style of assist hooks, and we can put them on the top or the bottom, you know, whatever you want.
That's it.
Yeah, for sure. And so, okay, so you were talking about some deals on Shimano.
Yeah, I mean, every reel company we have a discount on. You're going to get your free Spectra, and we've got the first generation Talica 20 and 25s. Now that the second generation has come out, we've got like a crazy deal on those things. They're as good as they ever were, but you know, hard to believe that the new ones are even better.
Right.
And so, you know, we've got 10% off most of the reels, and some of the reels we've got a better deal on, and we can wind the line in our booth.
And we bring our own Fisherman's Landing line machine with the guys behind the counter.
Really?
To do the fill, yeah.
And
Hollow Spectra, multicolor Spectra, lots of different Spectra options available.
Yeah, the big thing, of course, is the multicolored Spectra. With all the deep jigging that we do, you've got to keep track of how deep you are. You know, the skipper says we've got fish at 300 feet, and so, you know, the colored Spectra, it changes color every 100 feet. And of course, you have a little scope, so if you go down three colors, you're probably not really at 300 feet, so you know, you kind of get a feel for how the current and the drift is and the wind and all that kind of thing. And then you drop down, you know, maybe 3.5 colors and then work up and down in that zone. It increases your chance to get a bite for sure. And even the shallower water stuff, you know, with some of these tungsten jigs, you're fishing a couple hundred feet, 150 feet. You just want to know, you know.
Such a game changer.
It just cracks me up, because I remember when I was a kid and we lived for a couple of years up in San Francisco and we'd go salmon fishing, and I was just a, you know, 10-year-old kid, but I remember my dad saying, okay, you watch that boat and I'll watch this boat. You tell me how many pulls. I'm like, well, what do you mean? He says, yeah, you got to get at the right depth. And so, you know, I'd count it. I'd say, well, it was 30 pulls. Okay. And then we'd take our reel and we'd go to 30 pulls. What we wouldn't have given for some multicolored lines.
Yeah.
Like, you know, it's no different these days. You know, people watch other boats what they're doing, but, you know, and I think back, were they really catching fish just because they were doing 30 pulls? But, but when you're on a sport boat especially, or if you've got good equipment and good knowledge on your private boat, if you see those fish at 300 feet, you know, how many years, Rick, did we have guys coming in and we would reverse engineer? We'd strip the line off. We would mark, you know, every 50 feet or 100 feet, whatever they wanted, with a Sharpie. And then, you know, the guys would stand there and watch. And, you know, and at night, you know, midnight, and you're tired, you're half asleep, and you're dropping down. It's like, oh, was that the third mark or the fourth mark?
Yeah, and you just had to do your best to, you know, get it and get it on the line, and you needed to saturate it, but then you need to dry it because you didn't want it to bleed over to the line next to it. And then once it started fishing, no matter what you did, there was some bleed over. And so it's, okay, well, is that the dark actual mark, or
yeah,
is that the kind of light mark that bled over from the one before? And I mean, does it still work? Sure, but it's nothing like having that multicolored Spectra. No one,
and now with the PowerPro Max Quattro all metered,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, well,
that stuff is amazing.
It is amazing, and you know, you get an extra 100 yards of line on your reel, so you can fish a smaller reel or more line, whichever you want.
Yeah,
And now they've got the multicolored on that, and that's a game changer. I mean, that's going to be what everybody's going to start switching over to for sure.
Yeah, for sure. So you want to definitely check that out at the Shimano booth. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, they'll have it there. And they'll have. Dave was talking about when he was on the show about they're going to have an example of Max Quattro versus the standard Depth Hunter Offshore and kind of show you how much more you can put on the reel.
Okay, so they're going to have certain reels and say we got 300 on this one and 375 on this one.
Yeah.
Okay, that's cool. So,
what else, Doug? What else is on there?
Well, I mean, always this is the time to stock up on your basic items. So if you are going to go, you know, fishing the Coronados, if you're going to go down to Baja and you want to just load up on surface irons and yo-yo jigs, we will have the broadest selection of jigs I think that we've ever had. We've got obviously the new two fish jigs that everybody's talking about. You can, you know, it's a very local, you know, small company, and it's hard to get any quantities of them. We will have plenty of jigs. We're not going to run out, and they have so many more sizes now. I mean, they've got the three CNC sizes. They've got the Sandcast. They've got a couple three yo-yo jigs. I mean, they've got smaller surface irons than they had in the past. So the variety is huge this year. Going to have about 10 colors across the board of each, but there's some different colors in some of the yo-yo jigs and that kind of thing. And I think he's making up maybe some custom colors for the us, which is going to be really cool.
Wow,
we're going to have a lot of like Fisherman's Lighting Tackle exclusive stuff for this year's show.
That's so cool.
And then. Obviously, just across the board, Salus, Taddy, OCT, JRI, and, you know, some of them are going to come with a buy this, get that. Some are just going to come with the rawest, lowest price that we can do. So a lot of guys will just come in the booth, and they'll just load up on jigs for the season, especially the guys that go to Baja and do a lot of jig fishing. I mean, guys will come up with handfuls, you know, 20 jigs at a time. And then also fluorocarbon, that is in the same thing.
Fluorocarbon's not the same thing.
It's the same thing of loading.
Yeah, no, I know. I'm just so proud of it is all.
Yeah.
What are you so proud of, Rick?
Well, we can't say.
Yeah.
You're not allowed to say.
Suffice it to say, we went to a dealer show this year. We got the best price we've ever gotten on Seaguar, and also AFTCO extended an incredibly generous deal to us. And we will have pricing that we've never seen before on fluorocarbon leader material. And that's a commodity
item.
Wait a minute.
Before it's been like buy two, get one free and, you know, that kind of stuff. You're saying it's better than that?
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be really good. You're just, Pete, you know, I'm so excited that Let's Talk Hookup is going to be at the show again this year. You're going to get to find out the same way as everybody else. You're going to get to go to the booth. All I can tell you is we were really excited. It's the best deal on fluorocarbon that I've seen, and we're just really pumped. It's going to be a fun show, very special.
But this is another one of those items that you want to stock up on. Everybody's going to fish multiple ways this year. And so, you know, a lot of guys will come in and they'll buy a 20, a 25, a 30, a 40, a 50, a 60, and now with all the bluefin, an 80 and 100, you just need to stock up on the basic stuff. And same thing goes with the hooks. I mean, everybody is going to use a variety of hooks. If you go on a 3-day trip or an 8-day trip, doesn't matter. People always say, hey, what size hook do I need to go on this trip? I say, you need a variety because conditions change. Let's face it, we have anchovies right now. We haven't seen that as our primary bait in a long time. You know, the fish may be willing to bite 60 pound. So maybe you can go up to a 2-aught size. For dropper looping, maybe you want a 4-aught or a 6-aught, depending on the brand and the style you're talking about.
So I was going to say is live bait fishing isn't the same thing anymore. You know, you went on a trip 20 years ago and you fished whatever the right size hook was for the bait and the fish that you were catching. And that was it. Well, now the game has changed so much that the hook you fish for fly line is considerably different than than the fish you do for a dropper loop or a drop shot style, whatever. Like the sinker rig fishing, fly line fishing has changed so much. The difference between the two is it's not the same hook.
Well, and these bluefin are just weird. But they'll eat a little heavier line now and then, but they want a small hook. So we might be fishing 50-pound test with a size 2 hook.
Yeah.
You know, and how many times in the early days were people fishing a 5-0 or a 6-0 Nautilus hook down at Guadalupe? And then all of a sudden it turns into, like, you've got to have a lighter wire and you've got to have a smaller hook. They fish change.
Got to give them what they want.
You do.
Yeah, for sure. Well, as you can hear, we have a great show lined up for you today.
Nothing like having Doug in here. Just the most vast tackle knowledge of anybody that we get lucky enough to have in the studio here. And so much fun stuff. There's going to be so many fun text message questions, so many gearhead questions out there that I always love throwing at Doug Kern from Fisherman's Landing Tackle. And if you want to join us, man, we want to hear from you. Give us a call this morning at 833-288-0973. One more time, 833-288-0973 is how you reach us on the fan this morning.
Oh, it's a popular morning. Jeff's already got the phone lines full bank.
Oh, yeah, we've been 100% full since before we started rapping about all this stuff. Going to be a great time. Also, the other option, if you got a question for Doug, send us a text. The text to show is so popular here on Let's Talk Hookup. And if you want to text in your questions, the only way to do that is through the Let's Talk Hookup app, which is a free download. It's easy to find. It's the easiest way to listen to all the archive shows. You can get all that great information through the Let's Talk Hookup app. And, again, it's the only way you can text in your questions today. Make sure you include your name and your phone number as well with that text message, because if you win the big prize, we want to make sure to get it to you. And speaking of great prize, what a cool one we have for somebody today. One lucky caller or texter is going to win a full-day trip on board the Liberty at a Fisherman's Landing. Plus, you're going to get two tickets to enjoy that great PCS show in Costa Mesa coming up this Thursday through Sunday. How cool is that? Great opportunity. Again, 833-288-0973 on the phones, or keep those texts rolling on the Let's Talk Hookup app. And when we come back, we're going to be taking your phone calls, reading those texts, lots of great info coming your way. You stay tuned. You're listening to Southern California's Sport Fishing Voice. This is Let's Talk Hookup on the Let's Talk Hookup app, YouTube and Facebook Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
Hello, this is Captain Mike Totter from Surge of Sport Fishing. Alongside my colleague, Chef Josh Evans, and our dedicated team, we invite you to join us aboard the Searcher. Our fishing trips range from a day and a half to 8 days, available May through November, and include charter options. We're committed to upholding a legacy of top-notch customer service, delicious food, and a friendly and talented crew. Book your fishing adventure online at searchofsportfishing.com or call Rachel at 619-226-2403. That's searchofsportfishing.com. We look forward to welcome you aboard.
Hey guys, this is Ali Husseini from Local Knowledge and Beatty Outdoors. I'm a lucky guy in so many ways, and one thing I'm really grateful for is my little brother, Yosef. Yosef is not only a fellow angler, but he's also an amazing realtor that specializes in helping us in the angling community find the ultimate home. If you own a home, get a free no-obligation evaluation online now by typing in SoCalHomeEval.com. That's SoCalHomeEval.com. All you do is put in your address, and you'll get a home value report immediately sent to your email. No pressure, no obligations, just answers. Yosef is the SoCal real estate go-to guy. He's helped me and so many of my fellow fishing buddies find what they're looking for in a home. He knows anglers and he understands the real estate market. Not only that, but he's also a really nice guy. How many brothers can you say that about? Go to SoCalHomeEval.com and find out where you stand in the real estate market, and then get with Yosef and find your ultimate home. Again, go to SoCalHomeEval.com and we'll see you on the water.
When you're offshore fishing, the right gear makes all the difference. And that includes Fujinon stabilized binoculars from Baker Marine. Come see Baker Marine at the PCS show in Costa Mesa at booth 427 to explore the full Fujinon binocular lineup and take advantage of exclusive show specials. Need the best? Fujinon Stabiscope is the professional's choice. Looking for top-tier stabilization at a great price? The Fujinon TechnoStabi TSX 1440 delivers rock-steady vision, even in rough waters, perfect for serious anglers. Baker Marine is the largest Fujinon retailer on the West Coast and services all brands of binoculars. Visit Baker Marine at booth 427 and take advantage of exclusive show specials at the PCS show, or stop by their store on Shelter Island in San Diego. Learn more at BakerMarine.com.
For your next fishing adventure, check Point Loma Sport Fishing. They offer half-day and full-day trips daily, perfect for families and the novice or seasoned fishermen. Point Loma Sport Fishing also offers overnight to multi-day trips, targeting the best of seasonal catches. Visit PointLomaSportFishing.com, where you can purchase tickets online and get more information on the trips available, or call 619-223-1627. Want to go fishing? Point Loma Sport Fishing has you covered.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning with Doug in the studio, talking fishing, all these insane deals going on at PCS show. Today's been a great day. It's just fun knowing that the show is right around the corner. It's such kickoff time with the fishing kind of starting to make its way to want to happen, and then knowing there's going to be such rad deals. And it's just, it's not just the deals, it's just the, it's the vibe that the show makes. You know, there's such a good time of celebrating sport fishing and seeing all your favorite boats and captains, and then coming into the tackle shop and picking up the, you know, picking up your handful of jigs or getting yourself outfitted. It's just a cool time.
And I kind of want to expand on that. It's just, it's a unique layout that they have up at the fairgrounds, where they have six buildings, and then it's kind of shaped like a horseshoe, and then in the middle there's open space where you have all the boats and some food and that kind of thing. And what's nice is, and I've heard this from the people that have attended, is you can go into a building, you know, spend an hour, you know, like you say, pick up some jigs and, you know, maybe buy your reel that you wanted to buy, and talk to all the, you know, various people in the industry, the long range boats, you know, a lot of the captains are going to be there. And then you can go outside and, you know, climb on a boat, get something to eat, and, you know, get some fresh air and some sunlight. Then you go into the next building, and you can spend, you know, all day there. And I know some people come on a weekday and go on their crazy buying spree, and then they come back with the family on Saturday or Sunday. But, you know, it's just to be able to go into a building, see, you know, a group of people that are in the industry, then come back outside, get your fresh air, get you something to eat, climb on a boat, and just make your way around. It's a real pleasant way to do the show. And even from our booth, we can see sunlight, which is, you know, really nice. It's, just got a nice open, airy type feel. And, a lot of people have expressed that they like, just like the atmosphere up there. And then, yeah, you know, there's something in every building for every person. I mean, you know, there's seminar stages in a couple of the buildings. Each building kind of takes on its own personality. So the building that we're in, as you come in the entrance, it's the first building on the right. And when you come into that building, you're going to see all the landings, all the sport boats. That's where you're going to get to see all the captains. I don't know if they have a seminar stage in there this year, but I know they have in the past had a seminar stage in our building. And you've got a lot of the key manufacturers in there, CalStar, Owner, Seeker, Costa, AFTCO has a much bigger booth this year, and we're going to be doing some crazy fun things with AFTCO. I think, as everybody knows, AFTCO has probably some of the best, you know, we'll call it tech clothing, outdoor sportsman type clothing, whether it's foul weather gear or lighter stuff that, you know, protects you from the sun. They've just got a wide variety, and then obviously they've got, you know, their gaffs and bait nets and a lot of different high quality tackle items. You know, AFTCO kind of came out of the yacht outfitting when they started with their roller guides, you know, and it was the big sit down rods, and then it just transformed into the long range tuna sticks that we had back in the 80s and 90s. So they've really been a cornerstone of the saltwater industry, and we're going to be working extremely closely with them. They're right across the aisle from us. And, oh, and their tackle bags are amazing. They have different sizes and customizations on their tackle bags for every imaginable, situation. When they first started into that tackle bag thing, it was kind of for the private boat or yachty guy. And, you know, I think that they've evolved into realizing that, you know, the sport boat guys all have tackle needs too. And so they've kind of custom made things for our guys. I still have my original from the Marlin tournaments, my Marlin bag, but it was like the only bag they had, yeah. And it didn't fit every need. So they're in our building. Iser is in our building. Who am I missing? I know there's got to be some other ones. Anyway, we've got like a bunch of the top guys in our building. And then I think they have a building down the way from us that kind of keys in more on the freshwater aspect, which obviously Orange County is the center hub of, you know, a lot of long range fishing, Catalina and Clemente and a lot of private boat fishing up there. Dana Wharf sport fishing and all that, but they do have an element at the show of freshwater, and then they've got the hangar, which is a super cool building. It's literally shaped like an old military hangar, and I don't know if they patterned it after that or it had some use back in World War II. I don't know, but and they've got just a variety of everything, and one of the vendors that we deal super closely with is Deckhand, and I don't know if everybody has seen the Deckhand kill bags. They have taken and put some features in those that we've never seen in a kill bag before. They don't leak. They have handles on both ends, you know, so that they're easier to maneuver around. I mean, we never used to worry about our kill bags. You know, you have to throw some 20-pound yellowtail in there that everything was easy to deal with, and now you're throwing, you know.
Yeah, you put a 200-pound tuna and a bunch of ice in there. Like.
And, you know, I mean, so the maneuverability and the durability of the stitching is, you know, up a notch. And now they've come out with these amazing tackle bags, which we have really latched on to. They have reel bags, which kind of evaporated during, like, the whole COVID era. It was hard for people to import any type of soft bags. And, you know, they're a pretty local company, and we deal really closely with them.
I can't tell you how many requests I've had from long-range guys specifically that are looking for a bag that holds a big reel, a 30-sized reel or a 50-sized reel. And they've just, like you said it best, they kind of evaporated. If you're that guy that's been looking for a bag for storage and then transport, man, swing by the booth and check out that Deckhand.
You're going to have those on
sale? Awesome.
Everything's on sale.
Everything's on sale.
Yes.
Okay. Well, hey, Rick, let's jump into the phones.
You got it. Well, they're jam-packed. Everybody's excited to talk to Doug. And let's start it off up at top of line one. We got John calling us from Escondido this morning. Hey, John. Thanks for getting us started.
Hey, John.
Morning, John.
Hey, no problem, guys. It's always a great show. I'm watching you on YouTube and listening to you on the app.
Nice.
Great, so John.
The best of both worlds.
I guess I've got to try that YouTube when I'm not on the show because everybody just raves about it. Yeah.
Hey, so my question is electric reels. Are you going to have a selection of electric reels? And then I just want to give a plug to Dawson and Associates and how great they are. Both Cindy and I, we travel, and we have them, and they're very, very helpful. So,
well, Chris will be in on the second hour, and she's listening now, so we'll be sure to pass that along.
Yeah, we're going to have some electric reels up there. To be quite honest, we brought the full selection of everything we had last year, and they did not sell, which is, you know, a little bit odd to me, but I know that the way the fishing's been the last couple of years, it's been a lot more, you know, anchoring up at the Cortez and throwing bait, dropping a jig down deep at night, and we didn't have a lot of that private boater fishing, and I'm have all my toes, fingers, and eyes crossed that we get that local fish, because the private boater kind of struggled the last year or two, and that's where the, you know, you're talking about, I'm sure, is wanting to have an electric reel on your boat. Penn has come out with three new electric reels. You know, they purchased Hooker a little while back, and they have a lot of expertise in electric reels, and they have a consolidated, you know, all-in-one reel. There's a 30, a 50, and an 80 size, and they're going to be good for, you know, from rock fishing up to flying the kite, that type of thing, you know, even super deep water, you know, black gill style fishing or something like that. They are actually going to have, in our booth anyway, a pretty darn good discount on those. And then they're offering a Carnage 3 rod, which is, you know, close to a $300 rod when you buy one of those. And
like what kind of discount on electric reel?
10%.
Okay.
And you're going to get your line for free.
That's about another, like, $100 worth right there, right?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what the price range of those reels, but I think they're in like $700, $800 range like that.
And you're going to get a $300 rod.
And the $300 rod. And then
so they're almost paying
with
you
that
to buy
particular
the reel.
Reel, you would go over to the Pure Fishing booth, and they'll fill you up with ProSpec Spectra line.
Wow.
So, and, I mean, when you fill a reel like that, you're talking $150 probably of line. So,
wow.
Yeah, you're getting $400 in free goods, another $80 off. So that's going to be a pretty compelling deal. You know, you start, yeah. You know, it doesn't sound a lot until you add up the actual dollars. And, I mean, you're talking $550, $500 discounts on an $800 reel. It's pretty compelling.
It's pretty rad.
Nice.
Cool. All right. Well, I had a great thanks, John, for the call. I had a great text come through. It says, good morning, everyone. I'm so excited about the upcoming PCS show. I had a question for Doug. I'll be looking to pick up a new live bait combo for local half and full-day fishing at this year's show. I was really considering a Trinidad 16A, but I'd love to hear the recommendations from the tackle guru on reel, rod, and line. And that's from Ralph and Menifee.
Well, that's a great question. You know, everybody has to get their first rod and reel. And what you really have to do first is define the type of fishing you're going to do. So you said, you know, half, three-quarter day, full day fishing. So you have to imagine you're going to, you know, be doing anything from shallow water rockfish to calico bass to yellowtail, barracuda, bonita, halibut. Maybe on a full day trip, those tuna get close enough. And I mean, it's kind of the sky's the limit for those tuna. We've caught cows on a three-quarter day, or what now we call a full-day trip. But realistically, you're talking that school-sized fish going kelp patty hopping. And so you will need eventually a quiver, a variety of rods and reels for more situations. But, yes, a Trinidad 16 is a really good starting point. Most of the line you're going to fish would maybe be 20 to 40-pound test. You know, you could morph into a two-speed reel, and in that case, I would probably recommend a Talica 10 for the people that are more into the two-speed reels. Both are good casting reels. However, a Star Drag always casts better, and if you're in a situation where you're fly-lining anchovies and sardines, if it doesn't warrant a two-speed reel, you're probably better off with that Star Drag. So I really like whatever research you've done, that the Trinidad 16 is a good call. And then probably a 7.5 to 8 foot rod, maybe a CalStar 278 heavy would be like a 25-pound rod. Or you could even go up a little heavier, you know, maybe a Graphiter 800. I like the longer rods for the casting, maybe an 800 medium or a medium light, somewhere in that range where you can fish, you know, that 30-pound test.
I got to throw one thing. I don't want to spill the beans too bad, and I feel like I'm about
to. No, spill them.
I feel like I'm about to.
Because I know exactly what you're going to say.
Like I said at the beginning of the show, we have two rods that were made exclusively for the Fisherman's Landing Tackle booth for this year's show. One of those is literally your new rod. You know what I mean?
Yes.
Like, it's perfect for exactly what you're describing.
Yep.
And I'll leave it at that. I won't say too much more. I know I'm not supposed to even say that, but if that,
is that one of those CalStars?
I'm going to say,
oh, yeah. Oh, exactly.
I'm going to
exactly.
Say it is 7.5 feet.
Yeah, it's perfect.
And you
for
can
what you're
fish 25 and 30 on there perfectly. It would couple perfectly with the Trinidad 16 or the Talica 10 two speed. So yes, all of the above.
Yeah, it's something that like we you know all of us had talked about and what we wanted in that rod and how we wanted it to be. And. And as, you know, as John does, he put his magic to the table and just nailed it. First try.
That guy's a genius.
You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
It was supposed to be, okay, you guys pulling this, and how do we want it different? And it was, that's it. First time.
Yeah,
perfect.
Give him a mandrel and a rolling table, and you got magic.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, when we come back, we got a lot more Let's Talk Cook Up coming your way. We're going to be checking in with catch reports, more phone calls, more great times. You stay tuned. It's Let's Talk Cook Up with Doug from Fisherman's Landing Tackle on the Let's Talk Cook Up app, Facebook, and YouTube Live, and 97.3 The Fan.
The best just got better. Shimano is proud to introduce the all-new Talica 20A and 25A reels. The Talica series is Shimano's flagship two-speed lever drag reel. It sits at the very pinnacle of the offshore world. The Shimano Talica success is driven by its durability and spec attributes, allowing the series to differentiate from other lever drag reels within the market. The Talica is built around a cold forge machined aluminum one-piece frame. The all-new Talica 20A and 25A now boasts Infinity Drive. Infinity Drive employs two drag washers housed in the side of the reel, allowing for an ultra-smooth, powerful drag system while at the same time increasing winding power under a load as much as 40%. There's also a new lower low gear. If your utmost concern is performance without compromise, Talica 20A and 25A are the reels for you. Available now at your local Shimano dealer.
The PCS show is coming, and Gamakatsu has an amazing show deal for you. Buy any two packs of Gamakatsu hooks at participating dealers and get one free. That in itself is an amazing deal. But get this. Purchase $30 of Gamakatsu products at the show and get a free pair of Gamakatsu pliers and a cinch bag. So get the buy two, get one free deal plus the free pliers with a $30 purchase. At participating dealers while supplies last, only from Gamakatsu at the PCS show.
The top fleet and superb fishing is what Seaboard Sport Fishing in Mission Bay is all about. With free parking and fully stocked tackle shop, it's no wonder Seaboard Sport Fishing is a favorite among anglers. Come aboard top boats like the Aztec, Cortez, Endeavor, Apollo, Outer Limits, Elgato Dos, Pride, Tribute Pacifica, Pacific Voyager, and the Voyager. Plus, the new Seaport, Sea-Watch, and San Diego offer the finest half and full day trips available. Seaport Sport Fishing. For charters or regular open party schedule, check seaportlanding.com. Run by fishermen for fishermen in Mission Bay. Gas prices are going up, up, up. So now more than ever, you need Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. Pull up to the newly expanded Summit Gasoline and get low, low gas and diesel prices for your car, truck, and boat. They can now accommodate 24 cars and trucks to fuel at the same time, plus 12 diesel boats, plus 100 pounds of free ice with a minimum 35-gallon fill-up. Easy in and out, too. Step into the Summit Bistro and enjoy what Martha and her crew have for you on things you can use. Fresh-made burritos, sandwiches, salads, along with beer, beverages, and, of course, always free ice. So many Let's Talk Hookup listeners have taken advantage of Summit Gasoline's low prices, great service, and free ice. They've become the largest seller of fresh gourmet ice in Southern California. Summit also sells frozen bait and fishing licenses 24 hours a day. Summit Gasoline. Full prices, friendly staff, free ice, and easy in and out with your boat and trailer at the San Diego Sports Arena.
Welcome back to Let's Talk Hookup. Having a great time here this morning. Talking fishing, talking PCS with Doug. What a great day.
Yeah, great day. And time to talk about what's biting out there, Rick.
You got it, man. It's been nice having some of this sunny weather, and I'm sure biting fish that goes along with it. We're going to head up to Dana Ward Sport Fishing, find out what's biting. We got the man, Brian Woolley, standing by this morning. Today, that report sponsored by Summit Gasoline at the San Diego Sports Arena. It is the place to fill up your car, your truck, or your boat with the lowest gas and diesel prices. Also, did you know that Summit is the place to get the lowest prices on ice and snacks for your trip? Over 40 snacks, all for 89 cents. Now you can also get those great Bombazo burritos made by a renowned chef. Choose from six different types, including smoked bacon and eggs and Finn's favorite, the chorizo. You also get a great deal on ice, only $3.99 for a 25-pound bag of ice. Plus, you get 100 pounds of ice free with a 35-gallon fill. Summit Gasoline, free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners, and always the lowest prices and gas at the San Diego Sports
Arena. I was there the other day, not only like 30 or 40 cents cheaper than the place right down the street for me for a gallon of gas, but also they are so into fishermen there. They have like fishing hotspot maps for like $2 with purchase. They have the ice. Okay. So the landing raised their price again on ice. Not Summit, $3.99 for 25 pounds.
$3.99 for 25 pounds. I assure you that is the best price you're going to find.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
Bar none.
Yeah. Yes. It's crazy. And free ice for Let's Talk Hookup listeners there. So
wow.
Can't beat it.
Pretty wild.
Yeah. Summit Gasoline is the spot.
Well, speaking of great spots, how about we go to Dana Ward Sport Fishing? We got Willie on the line. What's up, Willie?
Hey, good morning, guys. Good stuff. Pre-PCS.
Yeah, buddy.
Hectic, I'm sure, across the board. Yeah, for sure. Hey, as far as the fishing goes for us this week, you know, you kind of hit it there. You mentioned on the break. We had some decent conditions this week. We saw some 60-degree water in a couple areas, which was certainly a welcome with that sunshine. And with that, the half-day zones did see a little bit of improvement on the calico bass fishing, some decent surface action on that calico bass. kind of midday time frame as the sun had a chance to kind of get on the water and warm things out up, that really helped. Flatlined anchovies on the lighter monofilament lines, I'd say fish the best for those guys. There was still some action on the sliding egg sinker setups and the torpedo sinker setups, reverse dropper loops and whatnot. Caught some bass and sheephead. Kind of good to have that back in the mix for the guys that like to fish shrimp and target some of that stuff. So fish caught on that. Saw some nice sheephead taken on the anchovy as well on the dropper loops. Three-quarter day stuff, still kind of in that whitefish, sculpin, sand dab mode. Decent fishing still to be had on those guys. Rubber lure setups, again, I'd say fish probably best for that sculpin. And then something resembling like those old Lucanus jigs fish really well too. You know, there's some lures out there that look like squid or little octopus. Guys fishing those at the bottom are doing well on the sculpin too. And then the halibut action, you know, still some good stuff there on our derby front. Our February winter, caught a fish. It went just under 16 pounds. So good one there. Not super big, but big enough for him to win this killer prize pack that we have for him, over $1,000 worth of stuff. Rods, Skyler rod, reel combo, coat, wow, sunglasses, like all kinds of killer stuff from our sponsors there for sure. And then the Clemente had another nice halibut yesterday on their morning half-day trip. So in some different zones, seeing some stuff there as well. So just across the board, obviously this week it looks like there's some weather that's going to, you know, be a factor as well. So pick your days. I think everyone's probably planning on days off of being at the show. We'll be there. We'll be in booth 179 in the Los Alamitos building.
That's the spot.
So I'll be there Thursday, Friday, and we'll have guys there all through the weekend. So we're looking forward to some time to see some friends there as well. So good week for us. Just pick your weather day, and we'll get you out there.
That's awesome, Willie. Well, great job, great report. We'll look forward to seeing you at the PCS show this week, and like you say, nice stretch of good weather, and get right back onto that good fishing, man. Great job. Appreciate it very much, and we'll see you, starting on Thursday.
Yeah, we'll be there Thursday. So if you guys want to book, hit us online, danawharf.com. You can link us there right through the Let's Talk Cookup page as well. Click on our banner ad, and that'll take you there. You can hit us at 949-496-5794, or better yet, stop by the booth at the show.
Great call, Willie. Appreciate it very much. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, guys. See ya,
buddy.
Let's jump back on the phones, Rick.
You got it. They are absolutely packed, as you would expect with Doug here. How about next up, we talk to Vinny. He's on line 4, calling us from Carlsbad this morning. Hey, Vinny, welcome to Let's Talk Hookup.
Hey, good morning, guys. Hey, so I'm kind of curious. I haven't heard a lot about this show, and I know in years past I would like see flashes on TV of Fred Hall show. Is that show completely gone? That's one question. And then the other question is, where would I go to see a list of like all the shows that you guys either do, or your sales? Sometimes you do day of docs, or where do you guys list all that, or you just do them as they come up?
Yeah,
or do you have a whole calendar where I could see it for the year?
Yeah, so the Hall show was held in Long Beach this year. I did that show from 1982 until 2020, and then COVID wreaked havoc with a lot of things. So that show has morphed to still has its roots in fishing, but an outdoor show with a lot more various outdoor activities. This PCS show has been percolating under the surface for, I believe, about a dozen years, and it is now maybe a little more aligned with what we do, being in Orange County, there, and the magazine that they have, Pacific Coast Sport Fishing. It's pretty much centered around Southern California saltwater fishing, and that's exactly what Fisherman's Landing and Fisherman's Landing Tackle are. It's saltwater fishing and tackle in Southern California. And so we started doing that 3 years ago now, and it is a good fit for our business. So we do that one, and then we do Day at the Docks, which will be April 13th this year. And so if you're talking specifically, you know, when do we do something that is involved with discounting fishing tackle? So that'll be the next one, April 13th. And then we do our Tackle Day promotion the first Saturday in November every year. We've done it 20 years now in a row. And we have about 20 to 25, again, very strategic saltwater Southern California vendors that we already deal with in our store. So Day at the Docks will be more of a general show encasing all three landings. They'll have a lot of different things going on that are, you know, a little bit outside of just hardcore saltwater fishing tackle, but that is the root of the show. Tackle Day is only saltwater fishing tackle dealers. As far as other shows, that we don't do any other shows. There are sportsman shows and boat shows around the country. So you'll see in Southern California a lot of boat shows that key in on both fresh and saltwater boats. But the ones that, you know, there is, I believe, you know, there's one in San Diego that is, you know, probably more yacht-oriented. But as far as a resource to find other fishing tackle sales, I just don't know what to tell you on that.
Our Instagram would be the best place to go.
It
if
is.
You want to know what Fisherman's Landing's up to in terms of sales and participation, I think our Instagram is the best way to find out where we're at. You know, great. We always try to do that.
Hey, thanks a lot for the phone call this morning. I want to mention the Royal Star actually has four openings on October 25th through November 5th, 11-day trip. 11-day trip on the Royal Star with openings. That's never happened.
Yeah.
And that's like prime time, October 25th through November 5th. Prime time.
I mean, prime
11
is to come. Like, not
it couldn't
yeah,
be better.
Exactly.
So they must have had a big cancellation.
No question.
So if you want to go on the Royal Star, check RoyalStarSportFishing.com. You can book it right online. Or just call Tracy in the office, and she'll set you up. And when we come back,
we got a lot more Let's Talk Hookup coming your way, including, as promised, another special guest. We've got Chrissy from Dawson Insurance joining us, and we got a whole lot more of your phone calls. You stay tuned. Another hour coming your way of Let's Talk Hookup on 97.3 The Fan, Facebook, YouTube Live. It's going to be fun. We'll talk to you there and that Let's Talk Hookup app.
It may be winter in Southern California, but those of us who live here know it's a great time of year to go fishing, and certainly not time to put your gear away. This is Ben, and you will see me at my dad's shop, Dana Landing, in Mission Bay, the one-stop shop for a great day on the water. Food, bait, tackle, beverages, and more. This is the ideal time for bay bass fishing, and I get the inside scoop from Johnny. Heck, he will even rent you one of our killer blue skiffs. This is also a good time to go work on your reels, and Doug is the man for that job. If big largemouth bass are your bag, nothing beats East County Bait and Tackle. They have all the right stuff and live bait for a perfect day on the lake. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is super cool too. For both freshwater and saltwater tackle, ECBT is at the end of the 67 freeway on Maple View and Lakeside. Lemon Grove Bait and Tackle is on Broadway and Lemon Grove, and Dana Landing is next to the Dana Launch Ramp in Mission Bay. Check DanaLanding.com for more details.
Captain Jamie Tennis from Season Sport Fishing here. For the past few seasons, a dart-style metal jig has come into play in a big way for tuna offshore or even rockfish down deep. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig has quickly become the go-to for many since it came onto the market. AFCO's Crossbreed Jig is good to go right out of the package with a 4X treble hook, heavy-duty split rings, West Coast colors, and sizes 60 gram to 120 gram. Pick one up today at your local tackle store or learn more on AFCO.com.
You know, whether you're going fishing, diving, or just having fun on the water, there's nothing more worth doing than messing around in boats. So let me ask you, are you ready to upgrade your ride? Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland is your exclusive Western U.S. dealer for Steiger Craft. Created for inshore and offshore waters and laid out with the serious fisherman in mind, Steiger Craft has built a solid reputation for performance and excellent rough water handling. If adventure on the water is what you live for, now's the time to invest in your passion. Call Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland at 510-437-1444. To look at the whole fleet of Steiger Craft online, go to steigercraft.com. Now's the time for a rugged, reliable, and fast Steiger Craft from Boat and Motor Mart of Oakland.
One rod has set the standard for serious saltwater anglers worldwide, and that's CalStar. From the rugged dependability of the West Coast series, the lightweight strength of the Graphiter, or the performance of the GG series, all CalStar rods are handmade right here in Southern California of the finest materials and craftsmanship. So, if you want your tackle to be the state-of-the-art tools to get the job done right, it's CalStar, available at fine tackle dealers.